the Public News Service Newscast, October the 19th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. Pro-Palestinian advocates are speaking out to support student groups at the UC Berkeley Law School who voted not to host Zionist speakers, saying it's a matter of free speech.
In August, a group called Law Students for Justice in Palestine asked other student groups to pledge not to invite speakers who support the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands, and 14 groups out of 100 agreed. Dylan Saba, a staff attorney at Palestine Legal, says the backlash the students are facing is unfair and could harm their future job prospects.
These students are being smeared in the media by members of Congress, left, right, and center. And so I think it's very critical to affirm that these students have the right to do this and to push back against these kind of bad faith attempts to smear this as anti-Semitism.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And public safety has been a major focal point in Minnesota's attorney general race. Labor leaders hope issues such as worker protections are not overlooked.
On the campaign trail, Republican challenger Jim Schultz has narrowed in on crime, pledging to increase the office's criminal division if elected. DFL incumbent Keith Ellison has touted his record on addressing crime, while also renewing his pledge to stay focused on other areas, such as worker protections, citing his move to create a wage theft unit. Brad Leto of the Minnesota AFL-CIO, which has endorsed Ellison, says Minnesota's adoption of a wage theft law in 2019 is another positive step in recent years.
That is really important to ordinary people that are getting taken advantage of, whether it's by unscrupulous employers, contractors, whatever it may be.
In a statement, Schultz says he would uphold the wage theft law and fight for worker safety, while noting his endorsement from the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 49. Leto says any suggestions of pulling resources from certain divisions of the office to focus on crime would be short-sighted at a time when working Minnesotans are struggling with inflation. I'm Mike Moen.
Recent polls show a tightening race for attorney general in Minnesota, with Ellison and Schultz tied just a few weeks before the election. And Politico reports special counsel John Doran's probe into the origins of the FBI Trump-Russia investigation suffered another high-profile blow on Tuesday. Politico notes that after about 9 hours of deliberations, a federal jury acquitted Russian policy researcher Igor Danichenko Tuesday on 4 felony false statement charges. They were brought as part of Doran's probe of misinformation that triggered the FBI probe of former President Trump in the 2016 campaign. This is PNS. Arizona's three major power utilities are doing a poor job of meeting the goals they set to transition from coal or gas to clean energy.
A report from the Sierra Club finds that while many of the country's energy producers have pledged to clean up their power production, their promises often amount to little more than greenwashing. The report gives Arizona Public Service and Tucson Electric Power a D, while the Salt River Project rated an F. Sandy Barr with the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club says while all three companies have set ambitious goals toward lowering emissions, they remain hooked on carbon.
What this report is saying is our utilities need to be a lot more aggressive in developing renewable energy and moving rapidly away from fossil fuels.
The study found that although the three utilities vowed to significantly reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, they aren't moving fast enough to meet their target. Mark Richardson reporting.
Now to Kentucky, where some county jails are creating or expanding parent-child visitation policies.
According to a new report by Kentucky Youth Advocates and the Kentucky Social Welfare Foundation, jails in at least 30 counties currently have some form of in-person visitation. But few jails allow physical contact between parent and child without the obstruction of a divider. Ann Eason with the Kentucky Social Welfare Foundation says kids with parents in jail often face greater economic barriers and housing instability, even if they are able to live with other family members. She adds that kids separated from their parents often experience higher levels of anxiety, depression, and substance abuse.
It certainly can affect the parent-child bond and attachment, which leads to further problems with children in terms of their mental health.
Nadia Rumlagan reporting.
Finally, our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know as television and film has gotten more diverse, there are some areas people feel are not being addressed.
Growing up in Pakistan, immigrant activist Sadia Khan found that people belonging to certain socioeconomic groups looked at how a person speaks English as a way to separate them from the masses. In the U.S., she observes that's still true. Khan sees that accent bias has permeated pop culture, with certain accents giving a first impression of who a person might be. One thing she notes is how a hierarchy of accents developed and the connotation of British accents.
Think any TV show and you'll see anybody who has a British accent is automatically considered more intelligent, dynamic, worthy of conversation, smart in many ways.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.